This vast and ethereal terminal is a point of departure for journeys of all kinds. For Brian Selznick, it was a jumping-off point for his own imagination.
So I invented this whole behind-the-scenes world, behind the walls, connecting all the clocks, and then I came here to Grand Central and photographed some of the tracks.
Including track number 102.
There's these amazing ceilings over the tracks to our left that are just filled with pipes and wires and tubes.
Selznick's graphic novel, The Invention of Hugo Cabret, is the story of a small boy, an orphan, who lives in the hidden spaces of Gare Montparnasse in Paris in the 1930s. Hugo keeps its clocks running, struggles to survive, and labors to repair a broken-down automaton. In a flashback, his father shows Hugo the machine.
Magicians used machines like this when I was a boy. Some walked, some danced, some sang, but the secret was always in the clockwork.
Unlocking those secrets is Hugo's mission. Now we're out to unlock our own.
We're going down below numerous basements.
Danny Bruckner is our enthusiastic guide. He's a Metro North employee who gives tours of the secret Grand Central, though not to the general public.
Yo!
But today, Selznick and I get to tag along.
When these doors open up, we're 109 feet below the lower level of Grand Central.
Bruckner takes us to a series of giant wheels, once used to power all the rails along the East Coast.
Wow, this is a giant world down here.
After Grand Central switched to a more modern system of power generation, these wheels stopped. For years, they were still. And then engineers set to restoring them, for history's sake. But there was a problem.
One part was missing, a little key. Somewhere in this vast sub-basement was that key.
Bruckner says the key was found, as Selznick and I give each other a look. The narrative of Hugo is also propelled forward by a missing key. Hugo's automaton can't work until he finds its mysterious heart-shaped key. He befriends a girl in the station, Isabel, the daughter of a toy vendor.
Where did you get this?
Why would my key fit into your father's machine?
We're whisked into another elevator and ride all the way to the top. It opens into a hallway.
It's exactly like the scenes with Hugo and Isabel running behind the walls.
And on to the glass catwalk that you can see from the main room in the terminal. There are windows all around.
He's just kicking them open. Wow.
Unintentionally, our tour guide has evoked a whole other scene from Hugo.
Hugo talks about the world being like a machine, and it's just so amazing to watch all these people walking randomly, yet it forms a kind of giant pattern.
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine. Machines never come with any extra parts, you know. They always come with the exact amount they need.
In this scene, Hugo takes Isabel up to the station's giant clock tower and looks out at Paris through the clock tower's face. Selznick imagined all this in his book and then sketched it in drawings that were 3 inches by 5 inches. And then we are there, ourselves.
This is really incredible. We're behind the giant glass clock in the facade of Grand Central Station, and it is unbelievable.
This clock is burgundy, blue, and yellow. Each hand is bigger than most adults. You could hang off one of them, just like Hugo did in the movie when he's hiding from the evil station inspector. To get outside, he had to open a window in the bottom of the clock, just like the one here. Later, in the waiting room, I asked Selznick if it felt like he'd just walked into his own movie.
It feels weirder than that, because I did actually walk into the movie based on my book. Like, I was on the set. I was there.
But it was all artifice.
It's not a real train station. Sometimes, literally, the day after they finish filming, it comes down. It's all very ephemeral. But when you're when you're in a real train station, you have not the illusion of history, but history. And you have the fact that everything really is working like a giant machine, and it's not an illusion.
For 700,000 passengers who pass through each day, thankfully so. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.